Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. We're doing this. We are live, and
I'm switching microphones. We're live.
Hey, sit down, and what's happening?
Hey, hey. I'm like, who's there? Two people, three people. I don't know.
What is going on? Summer love! Summer loving, having a blast. Summer loving happened so fast. It did happen fast, people. It did happen fast because years are flying by. You know, it's funny, when I was in college, I always said it seemed like each year passed by quicker. It's like you remember every single day freshman year. It's a new experience. It's so fun. You make new friends, and it's such a thrill. And then sophomore years, much less of remembering. And then you just speeds on by you. And it's funny because, like, this year and last year, I felt like my life after college is starting to take on the same pattern. But I'm scared because I don't graduate from this. This is not college. But years are flying by. They're starting to speed by once again. And I'm just not ready. That was random, but I just happened to think about that because this year is speeding by, because in 2 weeks we're already in July. And
man.
July means summer love, okay? Summer love. I'm doing a new summer love tradition for the second year that I started last year. We're doing People's Choice for summer love. Asia, I'm going to throw these at you. You don't have to respond. You don't have to pick one. But half of the topics of summer love, I will select. And you guys, everyone, the listeners, you all will select the other half. There's two topics that are the people's choice. And I'm leaving five topics up to you guys to nominate two of them to be those people's choice topics. Number one, Asia, if all my relationships fail, is it me? Number two, when should single parents date again? Number three, the pros and the cons to online dating. Number four, how does white love differ from black love? And finally, I'm in love with a thug, or I'm in love with a hoe. Am I wrong? There you go. Just let those marinate. Two of them will be our People's Choice topics, and I cannot wait for People's Choice Summer Love. That begins in 2 weeks. Asia, did anything jump out at you before we start the show?
I got caught. So we can't do all five? That's crazy. I like all of them. I will say the last one, the thug, I see that every day. And people are living just, but I will say if you got enough money, anything's possible. So I'll stick with that answer. You can't be dating a thug and be broke, because that's the two wrong. You gotta at least get you a rich thug, get you a rapper. No,
right.
Or yeah. Enough nature, because you just can't. You can't be broke and date a thug. You can't be broke and date a hoe. If you broke, the hoe probably don't even want you. So that's on me.
Okay, well, now let me ask you this. Let me ask you this really quickly. We've got to start the show. If he's not a rapper, if he doesn't make millions, or if he doesn't make thousands, say he works minimum wage. He doesn't have an astronomical astronomically figured bank account. He's just your everyday. He's not a trap star though. He's not into crime. He's an honest thug, but he is a thug. Okay. He's a thug. He's the kind of guy you don't want to take home to mom and dad. But you fell in love. Is that okay? What?
I mean, if he can put on a suit and a tattoo to cover it up, he's cool with me. If he opens his mouth and bowls in there, we can take some pictures. That's cool. But yeah, you can't really go too far down the line without having to turn back around. Like you just can't keep pushing. Swamp and think that it's okay.
Yeah. He don't own one suit. His pants always down at his kneecaps. He's just a thug. But I love my thug. Yeah, I don't know. Well, ladies are funny. That is definitely a good one. So today we're talking about self-esteem. We've got Jared Keith, also known as Jared Ellman, also known as Jared Keith, who's going to join us. He's got different professions. It's complicated. So here's the thing. Now, I went to the Beyonce Formation World Tour concert 2 or 3 weeks ago. Came to Philadelphia, Lincoln Financial Field. My sister said, "Hey, you want to go?" I said, "Hey, hell yeah." And I went. And with my cousin and my sister, we're having a good time. We're partying. Beyonce song, she's killing it, and I mean killing it. The show slows down, and she stands flat-footed, real proud stance. Holds her mic in the air, and then she says to everybody, "Now I'm going to sing about the most," or did she sing or talk or whatever? "Now we're going to talk about the most important relationship that each one of you have, the most important relationship that exists." And this relationship is how I begin the end of every episode on the Eric Terrell Show. I start the beginning of the end of the show by saying, "Love yourself." She said, "I'm going to talk about the relationship you have with yourself." And then she begins, "Me, myself, and I," and all the ladies start singing. I started singing. And it's just a big, happy moment of love that everyone has for themselves. Everyone singing to themselves, pretty much. It was adorable. And I do believe, like Beyonce, that is the most important relationship. However, at what point do you not give that relationship enough attention, first of all, and fall into the depths of low self-esteem, which is hard to climb out of? And the more intriguing question to me, on the other side of the spectrum, at what point do you get drunk? At what point do you get drunk with love for yourself? At what point do you just start overstating and overshooting your own worth? At what point? I feel like each of us at some point or another kind of have that moment where we pat ourselves on the back one or two or 18 many times. And you can't give yourself too much credit. See, people give themselves an amount of credit for everything that they do. For every great thing that you achieve in your life, you deserve a wealth of credit. You do. But if you're to be honest, you don't deserve all the credit. Some people, age just gives themselves too much credit, so much so that they unknowingly and unconsciously steal credit from other people. Now, if I have a good performance on stage, I'm going to pat myself on the back privately. I'll never pat myself on the back in public. You won't catch me doing it, okay? You won't catch me doing it verbally. You won't catch me doing it in any way. Now, people say, "Oh, you did well. You shut it down. You rocked. out there. And I'm like, you know what? Thank you. And then I immediately take this opportunity to throw the credit right back at them. Because after all, I can't be good if nobody's there. and I can't be really, really good if nobody's there to support. I sometimes a comedian can be better if the host is really good, if they bring you on to a warm stage. The host deserves credit. The people deserve credit. The club deserves credit. There's so many people in your life that deserve credit, and you are wrong to steal the credit from these people. It's your job to compliment me, but it's my job to compliment you. It's not my job to compliment myself. I like the way Steve Harvey says, you know, you can't put your hand, it hurts when you put your hand to the small of your back over your head and pat yourself on the back because your hand doesn't belong back there. Now, Asia, your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, I do say I do say this: the self-esteem. It can be bad if you don't have enough. It could potentially actually be dangerous because you get into like other factors. So it's really bad. But I don't know if you can have too much self-esteem. Like if your self-esteem too high, like I don't know if this get into like arrogant, self-loathing, but you. I feel like there's more negative to not having it than to having it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, because somebody could be like, okay, if you want to be still around somebody that has self-esteem that's, like, gloating all the time, they still probably going to be successful. They didn't even have no friends. So you just going to be by yourself, and then, you know, you have your little, you know, you'll still have people that do want to be around you because you do got money. So I don't know if it's a lose situation.
just how much do you value friendship? You know, maybe friendship is just not important to you.
Do you care if you have somebody, you know, to go out with or call up? Like, you're going to be lonely at the top. But, I mean, I guess because of your priorities. I need friends. So I'm going to keep that a minimum. No. Get to if it gets somebody knocks me back down because I need friends. Okay, need friends. I need people to come to my barbecue, not just be me in my dog. You know what I mean?
You know what? It's funny you say that. Just last year, I was talking to a girl and I was at her house and. She was saying that she you said you want people to come to your barbecue, you know, and she was saying that she wanted to have a barbecue, but she didn't think she could. She said, I don't know anyone that would come. And it's funny. It's funny because I remember that moment so vividly because I literally never considered that as something that could happen. I didn't know.
People out there like that is not a thing. Like, that's still one of the sad things in the world to me. Like, you're like you graduate from college or it's your birthday or it's just a nice summer day out and you're like, oh, let me call some people up and I have nobody that. Like, I mean, you might ask, but would they come? Like, no. See? You got to break it down a couple of inches. She up
I
there,
said,
she
wow.
In the clouds. She got to bring it back down. Yeah.
I said, wow, that is a real reason that people decide not to have barbecues. I didn't know that was a reason that people decided not to have barbecues. Because nobody will come. I'm like, yeah, I guess that would be a good reason. Yeah.
Right. I'm just saying, I mean, maybe she's mean, but, you know, That could, the self-esteem, that could definitely be, that could definitely be in her direction. I mean.
Exactly, exactly. You know what? Maybe
bring it down.
She is a narcissist. Maybe she suffers from narcissistic personality disorder. The number of the day, the number of the day is 6.2, Asia. I found this number, the number is 6.2. Because I'm on, and I'm going to bring my special guest on in a few seconds, I promise. We're running a little late because I was cracking up just then. I lost my cool. But narcissism is defined on PDAN.org, which is the Personality Disorder Awareness Network. PDAN.org. It defines narcissism as the inordinate fascination with oneself or excessive self-love or vanity. And the quote-unquote narcissistic personality disorder is a mental illness that manifests, they describe it, as an excessive preoccupation with personal adequacy or power or vanity and prestige. And they say it affects approximately 6.2% of the population. Now, joining us is my man. We are good friends. He's a good guy. I promise he's a very, 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 very good guy. That's something that I can really say about him. I can guarantee you he's not a part of that percent. He doesn't suffer from it. His name is Jared Ellman. He is a psychiatric health professional. Jared Ellman, how you feeling, bro?
Hey, man, I'm good. Good to be on, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, and I apologize for my tardiness. Like I said, I lost my cool just then. It's Asia's fault.
Not at all. Not at all. I'm just hanging out.
Asia, feel free to chime in whenever you want to. I want to talk about some signs of this narcissistic personality disorder, as well as some signs of the opposite, which would be low self-esteem.
Yeah.
We want you to help us, Jared, to find that medium where we're not too proud of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
but not at all ashamed of ourselves.
Yeah.
What do you think is the best way to find that? Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was listening to what you were saying about narcissism, and it's a good point, you know, to try to think about the difference between, you know, where that medium of self-esteem is. And actually, the way I think about it, the people who are narcissistic actually underneath, you know, their bravado and facade do have very low self-esteem, you know. And the exaggerated self-esteem or the brazenness or the inflation of their ego is kind of almost like a coping mechanism to protect them from how, you know, bad they feel about themselves and how ashamed they feel. I hadn't heard that number before, but it makes sense to me. You know, it seems so common to me now that people kind of cope in that way. You know, I think there's, you know, I was kind of thinking a little bit and anticipating coming on. I think there maybe are like different kinds of self-esteem or like different kinds of confidence. You know, one being like more of a false confidence, you know, like a bravado or something that's based on like a very inflated ego or based on some, you know, skill set or a sense of oneself that, you know, tries to make you better than other people or have power over other people. And then maybe, you know, a more kind of real confidence or a more stable confidence that kind of transcends that or isn't quite as vulnerable, you know, to how you're perceived or how, you know, how other people feel about you. And, you know, I think people who are narcissistic kind of get trapped in that, like, false confidence. So they're called, it's like a false self, you know, where where it's all based on being fed, you know, how other people think about you, how much money you have, how, you know, how accomplished you are. But, you know, the problem with it is that it's fragile, you know, it's like it doesn't persist. And usually people, those kind of people, I think, end up with other types of problems, you know, once things go bad. So that's kind of how I try to think about it, is like, how can you develop confidence that's more real, you know, more real and more lasting?
Yeah.
If that makes sense, yeah.
Definitely, definitely. It's funny, I see this unhealthiness, if you will, I think most often on Facebook and different social networking or social media websites, because so many people will post things as if it's an accomplishment. Now, I'm not trying to belittle anyone's life. I don't want anyone to think that, you know, what they think is an accomplishment is not an accomplishment. But people have so many different mindsets to posting things in order to clamor attention. Because I'll be honest with you, and this is weird. This is really weird for me, because now I feel like I'm being narcissistic. But because I'm bragging right now. What I'm doing is bragging. But maybe it's not so bad, because I feel like if there's anything that I would brag about, it's my humility. So
yeah,
that makes it okay.
You seem like a humble guy, man. You don't seem overconfident. But I thought you were going to say about Facebook is how people post their opinions about things as if it's absolute fact, you know.
Yeah.
Like there's no, I think this might be true, or, you know, openness to other people's opinions. Like when you see people getting into arguments on Facebook, there's such a like confidence that they're 100% right, and no allowance for like, you know, that there might be another point of view. Yeah. Or like if you look at the comment section of any article.
It's hilarious. I looked up some signs. I have my own signs, and I wanted to talk about different signs in a short few minutes after you finish what you were going to say before I cut you off. But one of the signs, not that I made up, but one of the signs that I actually found on CBSlocal.com for narcissism is, let me make sure I'm reading it right. Hypersensitivity to criticism.
Yeah, exactly.
And that it's funny that you say, you know, their opinion is not an opinion. It's weird. But
yeah.
But go ahead. You finish what you were saying, and then I'll
on
my humility.
That, hypersensitivity to criticism and like a lack of empathy for other people. It's kind of like a house of cards. You know, it's built on something that's not really lasting. You know, whereas I think of true confidence as something that's, and maybe, I don't know, I was thinking about it, you know, maybe it's different at different points in life, like maybe that kind of bravado or inflated ego is good, like when you're younger, you know, or like maybe you need it in a way to kind of overcome things or to find your way. But I don't know, for me, like as I've gotten older, I feel like it's the confidence comes more from like a sense of purpose, you know, like a higher purpose, or a just sense of almost like of getting over yourself and realizing that you're actually not that important, you know, and there's a certain maybe calm and confidence that comes from that. It's hard for me to think about it without, you talked about sensitivity to criticism, without thinking about Trump, you know. It's just kind of like, I don't know if you get, guys like talk much about politics, but he's almost to me like right out of a textbook, you know, just like right out of a psychiatry textbook. It's almost like he's faking it, you know. It's like so perfect. It's so, such a perfect illustration of it, you know, the sensitivity to criticism and the preoccupation with himself. And, you know, it's, to me, it's kind of sad that, you know, in some ways society almost like promotes that, you know, that kind of self-obsessed way of being, and it's kind of rewarded, which I think isn't a good thing. But there are a lot of different components there, and like also lack of empathy is a pretty big one, you know. So I think a lot of people who have self-esteem that's too high or narcissism kind of really struggle, like you were saying with the barbecue, you know, they're like their relationships struggle because there's no ability to be like mutual, you know, to have mutuality with someone else. They're usually pretty lonely. If you have enough money, I guess you can surround yourself with people, but they usually end up pretty lonely.
If you can't buy 10 hot dogs, okay, and grill these hot dogs and have 10 people to share them with, I think you have that's a high symptom of having you're a narcissist.
Yeah, man. You're just living in a mansion filled with hot dogs. No one can eat them.
And a big grill. You got a big grill, but you can never take out the grill.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
that's a good image.
I think one of the most true things that we said in the past few minutes was that you're covering something up. You have some kind of shame deep down that you mask with that bravado and all of that chauvinist stuff and everything. I always said that one day I'm gonna have a bunch of cars because I've had about 6 or 7 different cars. And I've only been driving for like 8 years. I'm always having car trouble, and something happens to a car. Like I dish out money left and right, hundreds of dollars, fixing up one car that I need to hold on to do what I have to do. And when I realize that there's people out there that can collect cars, they can just hoard cars that they don't even drive. That drove me crazy.
You went in on that.
That I went in on it. So I said, the day I make it, the first thing I'm going to do is get like 10 cars.
Not to show up, but just so if one of them breaks down, right?
Yeah. And I feel like in a strange kind of way, that almost mirrors some kind of former shame that every narcissist has. Because it makes me think of a girl that I went to elementary school with. She was really, really, and I'm not being mean, the girl was fat. She was fat, F-A-T fat. She was big. She was huge. And we made fun of her. I'm sorry, I was a kid, but she was always teased. I wasn't the main one doing the teasing, but I laughed, and it was funny.
Uh-huh.
But she'd eat your lunch, okay? She was mad. She could really big. And this girl right now looks like a supermodel. And she flaunts her looks, and she flaunts how thin she is day in and day out. I mean, there's 8 pictures on Instagram a day, and maybe that's a good thing. We're all proud of how she looks.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do feel like part of this has to do with that past shame.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
just like,
you know, maybe
it's okay for a while, you know, and maybe that's good for her, you know, that she needs to do that for a while to feel better. But I think the problem will come maybe over time, you know. I mean, obviously without knowing her, that how long is that going to last, or how long can that kind of numb, you know, the feelings through that kind of attention. But, you know, I think it's okay sometimes, like what you were saying with the cars. I mean, that to me, that seems like, you know, it's motivating. You know,
you don't want to be driving around.
What's that?
You do it because you can. Yeah.
Yeah, or like what you were saying, how it kind of motivates you to, you know, to make it and to be successful. But I feel like sometimes, you know, people get stuck in that, you know, like they motivate and they want to succeed or win. And then they kind of maybe lose touch with, like, a deeper sense of who they are, you know, and they start to feel like that persona is them, you know, and they kind of live in that. And then you get older, and it's kind of like it starts to seem a little silly, you know, like all the all the bravado and the competition and self-serving behavior. So, you know, I feel like it's not all bad. It's not necessarily bad. Now, they talk about it with narcissism. There is like a healthy amount of it, kind of like what you were saying at the start about a middle ground with confidence. But I think obviously there are a lot of people who have confidence that's too low. You know, they don't learn to love themselves. They don't learn to feel good about who they are. And there are lots of different reasons for that, obviously. But then on the other side of it, there's a balance. Is what I'm trying to say.
I'm gonna let Asia speak because she's been doing a lot of listening, and I'm going to let you close us out. And I want to say that we really need to do this again because this,
I'd love to, man.
This conversation, this show, took a big turn, and it's really, I think, my fault, but. There's so many questions that really good questions, really deep questions that I have to ask you that I didn't get a chance to ask. And we also didn't really touch on low self-esteem the way we intended to and the way we commercialized that we would. But before you give us a final word, Asia, what's on your mind? Did anything hit you?
Oh, no, I definitely agree with you. We have to make a part two. I mean, we definitely touched on narcissism, and I was going to say that we didn't really touch on the low self-esteem because I feel like that's a whole nother episode. I feel like we could have that conversation just as long as this one. Really good points.
Right.
I think it's so funny how this ties into a barbecue thing, and Black is old enough to say that was your fault. Getting into that story because it wasn't my fault. I was just being honest.
I think that's the bottom line. If you have too many hot dogs laying around your house, you know you got a problem.
Right.
That's the best way to judge. Also, Eric, I think you should probably
get your mom a house before you go and buy those 10 cars. Like, do that first. And then you do the 10 cars. And your mom be like, so what's up? You can get your mom one of them cars, a different one of them cars. You can't have this.
Right. Maybe the first thing I'll do is buy my mom 10 cars and then buy myself 10 cars and then get a house. Houses, maybe.
It'd be reasonable. Be like, oh, she got 10, I got 10. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, I'm going to get my mom about 15 cars. 15 cars. 20, maybe. This car thing is deep with me. You can see it.
I see. Like, I see.
And I look at myself as that girl because it's like we want to get back at life, Jared. It's like we need to get back at life, and we use certain things to kind of let the world know that we're not something else. You know,
yeah.
I want you to know that I'm not fat, so I'm going to post all these pictures of my gorgeous body.
Yeah, I think that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
I feel it's not okay.
It's not okay. It's too many pictures, Asia. It's way too many.
Then unfollow her. Unfollow her.
I'm with Asia on that one.
But I like those pictures.
Unfollow her. I'm saying, like, I get it. Because that's what I have to do with people. Like, I keep seeing the same duck face.
I'd be mean
like,
if I unfollowed her. And I was mean and I mentioned
well, you
so
just
going to
have to deal with it. You're going to have to deal with it. You don't keep, I'm telling you, don't keep posting pictures 1 year, 2 years from now. It's not going to change.
I got to look at him
way
and
too
I got to
like him. You got to like him. You got to heart it. You got to go fat.
Yeah, I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice. No, Jared, what last words do you have to anyone who may be at risk for NPD, Narcissistic Personality Disorder, or LSE, Low Self-Esteem. If you could do that in 1 or 2 minutes to ease us on out of here.
Let's see, man. I don't know. I would say to maybe take a look at your relationships, you know, that if you have pretty good relationships, you know, friendships or, you know, relationships with your family or girlfriend or boyfriend, then you're probably doing all right. You know, if you're struggling there, you might you might need to look at something. I think that's usually that might be a good benchmark. At least the way I think
definitely.
About it. Yeah, man. And also how many cars you have. That's probably the most important.
I was going to say this earlier. These are three things I wanted to say. You know, my boy, and I'm sorry, I'm supposed to, as a courtesy to my special guest, I'm supposed to let you end the show. Maybe think of something to say after me, because I want to say this and then you say something and
okay.
we go. But, like, first of all, one sign that I find is the word I, okay? My boy Skip Bayless. My boy
mm-hmm.
Skip Bayless, I love Skip Bayless to death. He's moving on to Fox Sports. His last day on ESPN was yesterday, and he's a big fan of RG3. And at one point, Skip Bayless would always call RG3 RGIII. RG3 is Robert Griffin III, for those that don't know. He's a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. He came from the Washington Redskins and had an injury, and he stopped playing the same way. He started playing worse, and he would always use the word I. And this, and so he changed the three on the end of his name, because his name is Robert Griffin III, to III, and he called him RGIII. And there's so many people who I want to call III, because when you listen to him, Jarrett, there's way too many I's.
Yeah.
That's the first.
Yeah, man. Especially being in the stand-up comedy world, right? It's all
right.
It's all
I.
Yeah.
The second thing,
I hear you.
The second thing I find, and this has nothing to do with my beautiful, beautiful elementary school friend. I love her. but some people, I believe, and I think this would not apply to women, but some people take too many selfies. I think the whole selfie thing.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, selfies
like
get out
of hand.
Of
the time.
Yeah, that's why you really can't get mad at her, because it's everybody. It don't matter. It's all
yeah,
of us.
And she's a woman. You know, we're
a team selfie. You can't.
Yeah, women are supposed to take selfies. It's like, you know, breathe, eat, sleep, take 10 selfies. You got to do that. That's what they do. But men take too many selfies. I think you have to watch. I don't think men should be taking a lot of selfies. I think that's a sign of narcissism.
Yeah, that might be.
Especially for a man. And obviously, number three, I would say, Jarrett, is the amount of time spent in the mirror. Watch your mirror time. So we went way over time. This is, I think, maybe the longest Eric Terrell show of all time. But I got way out of hand. So wrap us up, and I promise we're going to close the show in a few seconds. Just basically.
Yeah, man. Me?
Respond to my signs and then close this up.
I agree 100%, man, especially about the selfies. You know, it's a sign of the times. And it used to be that people took pictures of each other. Now we all just take pictures of ourselves. Not much more you can say about that. I agree with you about RG3 too, man. That's why that was his downfall.
Oh, my God.
I'm an Eli man myself. I probably shouldn't say that in a public forum, but I'm an Eli Manning guy.
Well,
cut that last part out for my safety.
None of us are happy. I'm an Eagles man, and Asia's a Pittsburgh girl. We're all going through
all right.
something personally with our team, so let's leave that alone. But at the end of the day, you got to love yourself. Love yourself, but not too much and not too little. Love is what we need, though. Love
there you
yourself.
Go.
Love other people, love the truth, and love love. It's not hard to love love. All you've got to do is love God, because God is love, and God did it. All right, there we go. Summer love is coming, 2 weeks, baby. I'm going to throw a barbecue because I can. I'm going to go do that.